This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Two commuter trains derailed earlier today north of downtown Los Angeles. 9 people were killed and at least 100 injured. John Raby is a reporter with member station KPCC. He's in Glendale, California, where the crash occurred. John, what happened?
Madeline, police say what they think happened is that there was an SUV parked on the tracks that was hit by a southbound Metrolink commuter train filled with people. That train started derailing and then hit a northbound Metrolink train. And so that's how it happened, a scene of absolute chaos. There was a small fire with 9 people dead. A couple hundred people were looked at, and about 90 people were actually transported to about 5 different area hospitals by ambulance and by a helicopter airlift.
And I understand that includes a sheriff deputy?
A sheriff's deputy was killed in the crash, James Tutino. He was a 23-year veteran from Simi Valley. A couple of sheriff deputies were also injured. And, of course, since it's a commuter train, a lot of, actually, sheriff's personnel were coming into work on the train.
And it's raining here in Southern California. Do they think that the weather played a role?
They haven't answered that yet. It seems at this point that probably not. If it was somebody parked on the tracks, then, you know, the soil conditions and so on wouldn't necessarily have caused this particular accident, although, of course, Union Pacific has been shut down for some time because of soil erosion and problems with the tracks. Madeline, it's interesting. They have the driver of the car, and the police at this point are outraged. The driver of the car is alive. They won't say exactly at this point how they know who the driver was and so on, because it's a criminal investigation. But they're saying, you know, this is the person who may well have caused the death of these 9 people.
And John, can you describe what you're seeing and what the accident looks like?
What I'm seeing right now are dozens of firefighters, paramedics, medical personnel working with victims of the crash. We have all of the major law enforcement officials here, the Glendale Fire and Police Chiefs, Los Angeles Fire and Police Chiefs, and the sheriff. Glendale is actually going to take charge of this accident, and so there are lots of those officials around, but of course, ultimately, it'll be the NTSB who investigates this accident.
The National Transportation Safety Board.
Yeah.
John Raby, a reporter with member station KPCC in Glendale, California, where 2 commuter trains derailed earlier today, killing at least 9 people. Thank you, John.
Thank you.